Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, as heard on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network, brought to you by Tom and Bubba of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. And there we go, Bub. Good morning. How are you on this beautiful, sunny South Florida Saturday morning, man?
I'm doing pretty good so far, man. Just getting a lot of work done around the facility already, getting a lot of emails put out, and just getting stuff done, man.
Yeah, you are, Bub. Hey, you know what, Bub? I really, 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 you turned me on to, you and I are big music aficionados, and you got the soundboard sounding really good today, Bub. I really, really like, Bub, that intro. What bed of music is that?
That is by a band called Stone Sour, song number three.
Song number three. I understand that he was a lead singer for another band as well. He fronted another pretty popular band.
This is possible.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't know,
yeah,
but yeah. This is possible.
Yeah, I love that intro.
Somebody dicked with my settings again. I can hear it in my head.
I didn't touch it. I didn't. It's amazing when you're on the air like this, how sensitive things can be, right?
Yeah, that's exactly. Crazy. You can make yourself either sound like you have a runny nose, or you can sound really, really good.
Yeah. Well, your mic's been hot the last couple of weeks, man. You sound really, really good, man.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody out there from around the world joining us. You are live with Tom and Bubba on Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. It's brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. The beautiful Miss Outlaw, Layla Von Athey, was with her last night, Bub. She just looks phenomenal.
Yeah, we had a little bit of fun last night. We actually went and met you guys at Jumbie Bay for a little bit.
Thank you, Bub.
We went over to, we wound up going to the Cheesecake Factory, then the Dirty Martini, then
Oh, wow, that's it. Oh, wow.
So we were all over the place.
Layla is just as stunning as she's always been. I haven't seen her for about a week or so, and she's just got the softest skin complexion and the most beautiful face, and just a super, 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 super attitude. You're a very blessed guy, man.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good gal. Miss Outlaw Boutique, for all the latest in edgy boutique apparel, it is Layla Von Athey and Miss Outlaw Boutique, msoutlawboutique.com, 561-660-6695. Tony Rienzi, tonyrienzi.com, exotic car guru and salesman to the stars, Tony Rienzi. And finally, Morpheus Design. Morpheus Designs, they are the guys. You see the beautiful review they gave us out there, Bub?
Yes, I did. I saw that, I think a couple days ago.
Good morning to the whole Lion Pride out there. Morpheus Designs. If you need your vehicle wrap, man, it is Morpheus Designs, man. Graphics, wraps, whatever it is, man. Good morning to all the Lion Pride. Tony Rienzi, DNA Surface Concepts, Deviate Motorsports. I mean, Torque Auto Storage, Bub, Morpheus, you know. Good morning to all of them, Bub.
Yeah, every one of them.
It's been a good week, hasn't it, Bub?
Yeah, it's been a long week, man. It's a lot of work has been, gotten done at the facility here. Yeah, and, man. Just cranking out, man. We have a lot of stuff going on. We have a lot of projects underway, and we have, just crazy, crazy, crazy deadlines on not only all of these client rides, but also stuff we've got going behind the scenes for the rally and race team, also for SEMA this year. So it's just been a lot of hard work, man, just cranking it out.
It's been really, really, really busy. Good morning to Clark Kent. I know he's up there watching from Boston. Good morning, Clark. And you know what, man? I was with Biz last night, Biz Markey last night. I am extremely excited to hear that you're heading this way with your son. I'm really looking forward to that, Bub.
Yeah, we'll have some fun, man, as always.
It's going to be a great time, man. It's going to be a great time. That's a really good cat, man. He's a really – that whole Brown family are good, good people, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, super people. Biz Markey was looking good last night, and good morning to Reggie Wynn out there. Good morning, Reggie, to all you guys out there at Turbinetics, man. We're going to talk about the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Mustang this morning, Bub. That thing is really hammering it along, man, and coming out really nice, bro.
Yeah, it's looking really good, man. It's been a lot of work. I was actually just doing some more modifying and prep on the wide body on this car, man. And that's, dude, it's going to be an animal, man, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, it's crazy. Tanya said that it looks like the gash is gone on my forehead, but
it's still there.
Yeah, it's definitely still there. It's been a week ago that I got up out of bed, Bob, was literally walking to the bathroom and walked right into the edge of the wall. I've made that trip 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And guess what I did?
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Man, the blood was everywhere. Good morning, Dr. Van Sice. We were with him last night, the Marlins orthopedic surgeon, and my personal, he's kind of around me all the time too, Bub, because I've got this reckless abandon thing going on, man.
Yeah, tell me about it. Man, I'm always the one paying for it, yeah, so I definitely know.
It's crazy, isn't it, man?
No, not really.
Oh, Lord. And today we're going to try to get some sleep, Bub. It's been like a week of working around the clock and getting no sleep, man, trying to slip some social time in between it, but it's just been really rough, man.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. We're supposed to go racing today. We haven't heard from our rally driver, Gio, so that's kind of problematic there. I don't know.
Well, they're here. They're in town.
Yeah, I've heard that, man.
Yeah.
I've heard
they're here. They're just not answering their phones.
I wonder why not.
These clowns.
Yeah. I wonder why not. Mm-hmm. What do you think, man?
Don't know what to tell you, dude.
Don't know what to tell you. What's on your schedule for today, Bub?
Just work, man. I got to get a lot of stuff done. And, I'm like I mentioned this morning, I've been doing a lot of, you know how I am when it comes to doing anything, man, my dick tart of a crew out here. I swear to God, dude, I do a lot of time doing research and stuff, when it comes to, you know, anything, whether it be something new that I've never done or put my hands into yet, or something I've done 100 times, you know, I always review and research before I tackle a process. Right.
Yep.
So I go into it kind of knowing it's like going into battle without knowing what your battle is. Right. You don't go in blind. Sure. So, I've been doing a lot of research and, you know, just a lot of products are coming in for this S550 Mustang. That's 2015 and newer. All these S550 Mustang owners, everybody's going to see what this car is going to bring to the table for all of the 18 and newer product line for, you know, all direct fit components and parts. Man, I've been doing a lot of research on getting this wide body stuff fitted, dude. It's going to be a lot of body mods and, making this thing happen. You're not going to take it out of the box and stick it on and ride. You've got to do a lot of trimming, a lot of modifications. I mean, this is a permanent change to that car. You're not going back to
permanent change to the car. That's well stated, man.
Well, you're not going back to stock unless you replace the quarter panels and everything, because you have to modify all of it.
Yeah, it's crazy, Bub. You've been doing a lot. In fact, our personal assistant, Craig, has been with me pretty much all week at the house, helping me get some things set up, you know, all the new furniture and set up and everything. Sorry about that. I'm rubbing that mic.
Yeah.
And he said he left your place the other day, Bub, and you were looking at wheel and tire combinations and wide body kits. And I said, well, I find that strange because Bub's already got his stuff picked out and ready to go.
Well, I do. I've got everything picked out, but I mean, for example, like the wheels, you know, so American Racing is hooking us up with the wheels, Nitto tires hooking us up with tires. So, you know, the stance of the car is going to be on point, but at the same point, I have to make sure that those themes fit all the way together, because I mean, right now we're getting down to a limited timeline when it comes to, especially with these wheels and tires, man. Yep. Everybody knows if you've had wheels and tires made, it can take as minimum as 4 to 6 weeks, yep, sometimes longer, 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 weeks. And right now we're already back against the wall. I haven't even fully fitted the wide body kit yet. Once I've got it fully fitted, then I'm going to go ahead and, immediately fire off the specs for the 3-piece wheels, because they're getting custom built for this car. Then they're getting custom colored for the car. So I'm going to have a lot of different colors going on with the exposed mounting hardware on the 3-piece style with a gloss black lip, maybe some gloss red inner barrel. So I'm not really sure exactly how I'm doing these things yet, but a lot of hard work going into it. And it's going to just turn out insane, dude. I mean, when people see this car on the streets, South Florida, it's going to be a jaw dropper.
You're going to unveil it at SEMA at the Turbinetics booth. That's where the red accenting's coming in.
Yeah.
Again, you and Reggie Wynn have an amazing relationship and have through the years. They develop it and put it in your hands for you to implement it. And it's just going to be crazy, crazy, crazy. Clark Kent said he's looking forward to seeing us as well. Clark, you have no idea. I can't wait to get here, man. And your son's coming with you this time, and that's going to be very, very exciting. Big things happening for Biz Markey as well over there. He's got Clark's brother. He's got a new house and everything, Bub.
Yeah, really good stuff going on.
So, yeah, it's very, very exciting, man. Bub, a little bit, we're gonna talk a little bit, too. Good morning to Kevin Justice out there. They're watching. Monkey in Paradise is watching. Good morning, everybody. We really, really appreciate you joining us here on the Bub's Exotic Motorsports Network for the #1 rated internationally syndicated motorsports program. Hey, Bub, we're going to talk a little bit about a lot of things, but one of the things I wanted to jump into, Bub, is let's talk about technology today versus technologies yesterday and how far we've come in such a short period of time, man.
Oh, man, it's insane, dude. It's you don't even have to talk about technology in the auto industry, really any industry anymore. You can talk technology from 3 years ago, and it's a huge difference today. You know, everything about every industry has changed, and you know, you have to be able to evolve with that. If you don't, you're just falling further and further and further behind. And I mean, that goes all the way across the board from, you know, our industry of machining and tooling to designs to function to safety equipment, you know, to the way that suspension systems are set up, the way engines are set up, the way cooling systems are built, electronics, Bluetooth, navigations, GPS,
yeah, man,
tracking units, man, ABS control modules, traction control systems.
Body control, I can go on and
I can
on.
Go on and on and on about the way things have changed. And I'm talking over the past couple of years. None of this stuff I just even threw out there even existed 100 years ago.
Well, it's and that's just it, Bub. That's kind of what I wanted to touch on here. You know, you as a designer, a builder, a fabricator, the whole nine yards, you have your hands all over this stuff, Bub. And the reality of it is that, you know, it wasn't that long ago when you were dealing with these first generation OBD or onboard diagnostic systems. And even before then, there was, you know, the computer controlled, non-computer controlled platforms. And you, as one of the top three out there today, know how to touch, feel, be part of all of that, you know, and you understand, you know, what's the difference between a non-computer controlled application and the latest today on a Lambo or a Ferrari?
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot of work, man. It's you've got to want to know that you really just have to want to know everything about it, you know, either from a want standpoint, a passion standpoint, you know, mastering something, you've got to want to know what the ins and outs of something are. If you don't, then just don't even dick with it. You know, if you're just going to try to learn a little piece of it and then move on down the road, just don't waste your time.
Monkey in Paradise of Florida says it sounds like it's going to look insane. And referring to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbo NX Mustang, you know, you did a soft unveil of that car at Boosted Bash in Simi Valley, California. Boosted Bash is an annual gathering of it's a big car show, really, hosted at Turbonetics headquarters, Bub.
Yeah.
And you took the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics Mustang out there on our tractor trailer, unveiled it, and then brought it back here. The car's in teardown now, getting prepared for SEMA, where it will be in booth 24125 along with us and Reggie Wynn at the Turbonetics booth, Bub.
Yeah, it's you know, I've got a long way to go, dude, between now and then. And man, I mean, the list I've got planned for this car is I think once it gets out there, you know, Reggie's seen this car in person. You know, the entire crew over at Turbonetics, Precision, Napier, they've all seen it. You know, we've got so much stuff, you know, on the list for this thing between now and another, man, 2 months.
That's it, man. And that's all the time there is, brother.
I'll tell you what, dude, it's I think this car is gonna be a jaw dropper, man. I haven't you know, I've thrown a couple little snapshots out here and there, and I've thrown out some ideas. But, you know, once, as everything, you know, that I do here, once I pull that theme together, dude, it's going to be ignorant when you see it.
It's funny, too, from a design perspective, Bub, as I'm out there watching and documenting, you know, I photograph everything we do here. I mean, heavily to protect us. And you have to have good lawyers, too, not only entertainment lawyers, but, you know, business attorneys, because there are people out there that try to take advantage of good businesses like ours. And so it's necessary to literally document. And as I walk around the car, the Bubba's Got Motorsports Turbonetics Mustang, I'm blown away at the small details that you're putting into the car. And I'm pretty detail oriented.
Yeah.
And I am blown away, you know, some of the red accenting you're talking about on the rear diffuser, for example. I don't want to get into it and give it away. But some of the thought processes that you put out there, man, are just absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot of work and, you know, a lot of vision to be able to see something without overdoing it. And, you know, I think we're going to hit it perfect on this thing, man. I truly do. It's
better than perfect from what you're seeing,
Bro. I mean, I have a lot of I have probably another, man, I'd say a 50 point list of items that I haven't even touched yet on that car that still need to get done. And every one of them has to be themed in and built in so smooth so that it just looks that good.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't look over the top. There's, you know, when you do themed builds, when you do, you know, branded builds, you know, for us, this is going to be a Turbonetics themed build. So, you know, you have to be careful when you do that stuff, man, because you can very quickly make it look disgusting by just throwing a bunch of crap at it. You know, and too much colors and too flashiness here or there. And, you know, maybe the engine bay is too flashy, or maybe you've got way too many stickers on the outside of the car. Just, it looks like you just took a bunch of crap and threw it at it and didn't know when to stop. You know, you have to know when to cut that line and know how to filter it all in so it looks really, really clean.
From a technology standpoint, Bob, that's kind of what the theme was for today's show, the headliner of today's show. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that you're building into that car. Some of the things, for example, you're doing big brake kits. I mean, but what kind of controllers and what kind of, like, for example, you did two additional controllers under the dash of that car. What kind of technology is that? And exactly what do those do?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of everything on this car. You know, this, for the most part, as it stands right now, you know, the car is a themed bolt-on car, right? So everything that's on that car is physically a, if you had the skill set, it's a do-it-yourself or bolt it together, right? Truly is. You know, you would need the right tooling, but it's nothing more than just a well-designed and well-built car with all off-the-shelf products. And that was the purpose of this car. You know, of course, I can go out and I could take that motor out. I could take the transmission out. I can make it have an 1100, 1200, 1400, 1500 horsepower motor in it. That's not hard to achieve.
That's but not you're what Turbinetics wanted you to do with this car.
You're not doing it with a stock system where it's truly bolt-ons. Is that where at the end of the day, the average user, the average S550 owner could pick up the phone and buy the same product that's showcased on that car and get the exact same result, right? Yeah. That's kind of what everybody wants.
Right.
So that's where we're at with the thing. You know, it's got a lot of, I mean, it's all truly, it's a brand new, it's a 2017 Mustang. I mean, there's nothing severely modified to a point where you can't return it to stock. It's going to be pretty soon once I finish up this wide body. It's not going to go back to stock after that. After a lot of body mods. But man, it looks insane. You know, it's got everything you need in it. It's got cruise control. It's got power everything. It's the car is not getting gutted to a point where you don't have any features inside of it. It's going to have the heated and air conditioned seats. It's going to be fully functional. There's not a single light on the dash, not an ABS, not a, you know, traction control, none of that crap. You're not going to get it. You know, when the build goes out right, it's going to be as if Ford Performance, BEM, and Turbonetics produce this car all together.
It's funny too, because the Bubba Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics SSX concept Camaro that we did two national tours with, that car retired recently and went to a private collector's museum. And the one thing he said about that car is he called us because he had had his car eye on that car from the day it was starting to be built 4 years ago when you and Turbinetics hooked up on that design and build. And the owner said, I cannot believe how smooth and how quiet this car runs and how everything on the car functions. He's blown away by your build style.
Yeah, man, it's just clean. You know, the overall style of a lot of what I do. I mean, granted, I can build something super, super, super in your face. But that's not typically my go-to. My go-to is more of a, along the lines of clean, you know, something that's very aggressive. It does the job, but it can also at any given point in time, just be pulled up and valeted at a five-star restaurant.
Yeah. Speaking of valet, we're going to do some five-star restaurants tonight ourselves, Bub. It's going to be a lot of fun. But one of the things I wanted to talk about too, in terms of technologies, and Reggie, I hope you're listening to this because I meant to talk to you about this. When I speak about Reggie, to my audience around the world, to our audience around the world. Reggie is Bub's partner with Turbinetics. And when they design a product, they put it in Bub's hand and say, go to work, get this thing ready to get out on vehicles. So this is how things come to you, Bub. The task this time was you were to build a 600 horsepower car using the stock blocking components. That was the stipulation. And you were to remain all emissions compliant. So you went to work, and that's how we got to where we are with this particular Mustang platform.
Yeah.
And one of the things, Bub, we turned to an outside tuning source. Let's talk a little bit about that and what we found. You know, you've installed additional controllers that that control boost, that control
Throttle response, everything. Timing, knock, retard, all of it.
And you put those things in there as a designer because you did your research and you looked into things and you knew exactly what you needed to do to stay within the requirements. If Turbinetics said, this is an application I want to be able to put on every vehicle that's out there, you are the one who had to go figure out how to do it.
Right.
Okay. So you put certain components together to make this car do exactly what you and Turbinetics have combined forces to do. So now it goes to this place. Normally you do your own in-house tuning. Okay. And it goes to an outside tuner. You couldn't figure out why the car was just not getting where you wanted it to be.
Yeah.
And you had to do several experiments with it. And again, you were trying to figure out, why is this car not quite where I need it to be yet? I'm not feeling it. It's not there. So you had to go back through it. Let's talk about what you found as you started digging into that. You pulled the engine cover off and.
Well, yeah, it's actually, it came by pure coincidence that, you know, I was actually doing the first oil change on the car, you know, getting it done, flushing everything through. You know, we've got the brand new Precision / Turbonetics turbocharger on there. So I wanted to get all of the filters changed, get everything fresh on the car. And, you know, I've always noticed, you know, ever since we've been dealing with this tuning company that, you know, it just wasn't, it didn't feel as strong as it did when I originally tuned it. You know, it felt like it had a good pull to it. It felt, you know, it felt strong, but it didn't come on anywhere near as violent as it should have. So I started, you know, kind of looking into it. It almost felt like the computer was just, you know, shutting the car down. It wasn't allowing it to go 100% throttle. It just didn't feel right at all. Although it still had a decent amount of power.
Yep.
And we wound up, as I was doing the oil change, man, I literally was just putting oil in it, right? Real simple. And I saw that there was part of the wiring harness hanging down from the plastic engine cover. So I was like, are you freaking kidding me, dude? Like, let me just look into this because I know what that harness is because I put in an aftermarket management harness, right? So I'm looking at this thing and I see the harness hanging down. Sure enough, I take the engine cover off and the entire system, all of the JMS components, the electronic components that I put in this car for throttle response, for boost control, map pressure, everything that I put in this thing was all unplugged and bypassed. So not cool at all by any means.
Right. And not how you designed it, by the way.
No. I designed it to all be built together for a reason.
Yep.
And that was to get the maximum efficiency, power, and potential out of the stock block system.
That's what the task was.
So, you know, sure enough, I start going through and I plug everything back in. I get under the dash. The throttle pedal's been disconnected from the bypass module for the boost control. So all kinds of nonsense, dude. So I start plugging everything back in. And sure enough, dude, the car was just an animal. I mean, it was 180 degrees, you know, totally different. I mean, it was like turn around and go.
So here again, Bub, we see that as we talk about modern technologies and the things you walk around with in your head, we now once again see that you design a platform, you build it. There are so-called tuners out there or people who profess to know about this stuff. And all they did was unplug everything and tune the car with its stock setup.
Pretty much. Yeah. 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 There's only, there's truly, I mean, in, you know, a lot of people may take this the wrong way. A lot of people out there say they can tune. Man, you got to be really, really, really skilled to tune. I've done a lot of tuning.
Yes, you do.
You have to be a guy that sits on a computer and learns and understands every process of every sensor and its function, the way it works, what each individual component is, what its goal is. And that's the only way you're going to be a master tuner. That's it. You can't just throw something on a dyno and go.
Master tuner.
You can't just throw it on there and go, okay, I stuck it in fourth gear and gave you a wide open throttle pull. It's good. Like, you can't do that at all. You need to go through and you need to check idle. You need to check cold start, hot start, warm starting. You need to check throttle response. You need to make sure that your sensors are all running what they should be. Your airflow, your fuel pressure, your duty cycles. I mean, there's so much to check before you even get into doing your timing. Timing on the motor, on turbocharge and supercharge. Timing's super important, as it is with natural aspirated, but even more so with a boosted application because you can get detonation. You can blow something apart really fast depending on your boost pressure. So a lot of things come into play, man, and you just have to take your time. And, you know, typically to do a good dyno tune, you're going to be sitting on the car or on the dyno. If you're doing something that you've never put your hands into, which, by the way, we know was the case, is the very first turbo that was released for this application, the 2.3 EcoBoost drop-in. You know, you're going to need to, chart out an entire day minimum of understanding that system before you can even properly start tuning.
And see, that's for me, Bub, that's almost hard because, you know, I wear so many hats and I move at such an accelerated speed that it's hard for me to sit down and just do that. You know, of course, it's not my alley and I get it. It's not my lane. I have to do much the same thing with marketing tools and, you know, the other things that I deal with. But by and large, it takes a lot to just sit down and understand this stuff so you can have a grasp for what it's going to take to make it right.
Yeah.
Because you will blow it up.
Oh, no, for sure. You can definitely blow a motor really, really, really fast when you're doing tuning. And more importantly, with the forced induction application, it's, you can blow the head right off of that thing.
Well,
I mean, one pull and it happens all the time. Unfortunately it does. It's a risk you take when you take your car, that's a forced induction, supercharged, turbocharged, nitrous even, and you take it to a dyno tuner, you know, when you're signing that release, you're basically saying, hey, I may put a $20,000 motor in that car.
Yep.
you are putting it on there and you're asking somebody to go through and modify parameters that aren't truly supposed to be modified. Dealer didn't do it for a reason. And you're maximizing them to the fullest potential. That's what you want. You're paying $1,000 for a tune. You're probably going to want the most horsepower out of it, right? So if you walk out of there with a blown motor, it kind of happens.
Yeah.
It does happen. And you can't blame the tuner for that unless it's just an absolute poor tuner. Sometimes people get greedy. You know, if you say, I want 25 pounds of boost, that's probably pretty safe on this 2.3 EcoBoost.
Why is that safe? And what do those numbers mean? Tell the audience, what do boost pressures mean?
So that's the actual boost pressure, the airflow, the increased amount of air that's being forced into the sealed induction system of the engine. So you're actually forcing air into the motor versus the motor naturally aspiration would be vacuum sucking it in just by the way an engine operates.
Okay.
So you're forcing this much air into the motor. Some motors good at 7 pounds, some good at 9, some good at 10, some good at 14. Some good at 20, some all good all the way up to 30. Diesel trucks good for 40 and 50.
Is it because of the construction of the engine?
Yeah, everything inside of the motor changes. You know, all the seals, the rings, the componentry, the billet rods, the forged rods, the cast setups. I mean, there's so many different items that fall into place that you have to know how to, you know, push those limits.
Correct.
And when you're working with something that, by the way, has never been done before, there's only one way you're going to find out what the limit is. It's never been hit. No one's ever hit it. So is the number 25? Is the number 27? Is the number
30? That's what you had to come up with.
That's what you have to find out.
One like it in the world.
And that's where people blow motors a lot is finding out that limit. And once you find out that limit, it kind of sets the industry bar like, hey, 30 pounds, that's it. That thing took it. Mm-hmm. So it happens, but you just have to know how to be safe to do it. Now, it can happen at 20 pounds. It can happen at 15 pounds, even if your motor can handle 30. It can happen at 15 pounds if it's not tuned right. If you just go straight lean, at 15 pounds, you're going to blow something.
And what does lean mean, Bob?
Not enough fuel.
What is
more air? Rich? What?
So what then would be the definition of rich?
Too much fuel.
Too much fuel.
Not enough air. Yeah.
Okay.
Just one or the other.
So you're looking for that perfect balance mm-hmm. of air and fuel. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Typically, you know, anywhere between, and this goes all the way. It doesn't matter. Natural, forced induction, nitrous, any of it. Typically between 14 to 14.7, 14.8 to 1. At idle, sometimes at cruising, some guys run a little bit fatter than that, 13.8, 13.9. But then when you go under wide open throttle pulls, you want to be in that 11.9 to 12.5 to 1 range. And if you're in those ranges and those variables, as long as your pressures aren't set too high and that AFR is set right, you'll be pulling pretty good power. Kind of the most important part you want to start with is your air fuel ratios. When you start doing your tuning, then you can work into, you know, getting your timing maximized so it's a nice smooth power band. It's strong all the way across. You're not getting any knock or detonation. Then you can start increasing those boost levels and keep working those numbers from there until you get that maximum power in the best reliable, efficient setup.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can call in and talk with us live if you'd like. 714-742-5166. And if I see the calls coming on the board, I usually don't open the board up, but I'll open it up today. 714-242-5166. So AFR, Bob, what is AFR? You threw that term out there.
Air fuel ratio.
And what is that? So it tells you.
It's a mixture of how much air you have for how much fuel you have.
That's correct.
So there's specific mixtures you want per application.
If you run the vehicle lean, mm-hmm. okay, what happens?
If you run it lean, you are basically running it on way too much air, not enough fuel. So you're going to have, you could have detonation from that. You can have pinging from that. You can have valve train chatter. You can have so many different things go on from that. Your engine temps can be high. You know, there's a number of things that can happen from that alone. The same thing goes with rich. You can go too rich, you can go too lean. If you're not dead center in the middle, you're going to have a bunch of symptoms around that.
So the thing that we need to do in these turbocharged or you call them boosted or forced induction applications is you have to be, as a tuner, you have to be dead on mm-hmm. with your air fuel ratios. We've learned air fuel ratios today mm-hmm. because we don't want to run in either a lean or a rich condition.
Yeah, it's not too bad. You know, when you're doing natural aspiration stuff, it's really not too hard. I mean, you can, you know, a lot of the sensors on today's cars, especially, you know, if you do, let's say, for example, like a rear axle deleter, maybe a high flow set of cats or long tube headers, cold air intake on just a naturally aspirated motor. Let's say like a brand new Mustang GT, right? Mm-hmm. You put a cold air intake on it, put a high flow exhaust on it. Yes, you can get away with not tuning the car. And, you know, the computer is going to fairly make up for it pretty quick, you know, with how today's oxygen sensors run both pre and post cat. They can see what the car is doing. It can smell if the car is running a little bit lean. a lot of the time in today's world, today's fashion, the cars come a little on the rich side, especially Ford vehicles, you know, which I kind of like the way that they do that. Because it does give you that room for expansion right out of the gate with having to go into, you know, maybe it's guys balling on a budget, right? Maybe you're just throwing on an intake for right now and then an exhaust for later and then a tune last. You can do it and the car will still be safe and it'll be okay to run, but you still always want to maximize that potential. You always want to make sure you're tuned in properly and get everything set exactly where it should be. The parameters should be exactly spot on with your match systems, your intake, your exhaust, your camshaft, whatever kind of power adders you have. You want to make sure you're tuned in where you should be, and you'll get the best out of it.
Again, it's just research and technology. Good morning to Sam Blackburn and Kevin Douglas out there joining us as well. Thanks, guys. We appreciate you joining us on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast here on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network. So, Bubba, it is research. It is about the research. It is about the things that, you know, you have to know, the technologies that are at your fingertips, because if you don't understand what's going on, you're subject to massive critical engine failure.
Yeah, it's I mean, man, the quickest shortcut could be the biggest mistake, you know, and you know, a lot of people don't understand that. That comes with anything. I mean, that comes with man, heck, just with let's say just this doing a wheel and tire combo, dude. You go, you know, maybe your measurement's off a quarter of an inch. That could be the difference between tire shredding at 90 miles an hour through a corner or not.
Yeah, yeah,
it sure could be. You know, and there's so many different variables you have to take into consideration. You know, and you just got to make sure that you just take the time and do everything right, research it, learn it, master it, and perfect it.
Speaking of wheel and tire combinations, good morning to Kenny from Wheel Pros. Good morning, Kenny. How you doing down there today, man?
What's up, Kenny?
How's everything going with you, man? You guys are always doing an amazing job with us and for us. And I know the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Mustang will also be riding on
American Racing Wheels.
There we go.
Buddy. We're actually going to, for those of you out there who don't know what's getting ready to get released, American Racing Wheel Pros parent company has done a lot of modifications to their product line. A lot of stuff all the way across the board now from, I mean, everything from lifted trucks to custom cars, to vintage, to classic, to pro touring, to three-piece designs, to forged, flow formed. We're actually looking at throwing on a set of the VF301s on this S550 Mustang. And, you know, this car is going to be an absolute animal, dude, to stance that thing up. Kenny, by the way, I have the wheel colors for you chosen. So we can go ahead and get those renderings done. And I will be giving you those measurements on Monday, as you saw with the final on that delivery. So all of that's going to be coming your way. And it's going to be insane, man, doing a lot of hard work getting this stuff fitted and, you know, making sure that we're just on point, you know, because when we're taking this thing out there, you know, Turbonetics has asked us to bring this car out, and we're going to come out with pure strength to really put this thing on the map, dude. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So we're looking, Bub, if I'm correct, this is the VF301 wheel.
Third one.
Is that correct? One, two, this one here.
Okay, you went to five.
One, so, two, this one here?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the idea you're looking to go at.
And nothing. Look at this. It's going. Wait for it.
I don't know, man.
Look at this. Right to American Racing's website.
How about that, man?
As good as it gets, right there.
As good as it gets, yeah, yeah. So
now you're gonna have to scroll and find VF301.
Let's just see what we can find here. Here's the VF. You'll be able to identify that. There it is right there, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
There it is right there. Let's take a look at this. So this is the wheel you're gonna go with, it looks like.
Yes.
There it is right there. Why that wheel, Bob? Why that design?
You know, it's actually that's a brand new line that again, Wheel Pros American Racing is bringing out. They're bringing out a lot of three-piece wheels now. To where you have three separate components. You have an outer barrel, which is what some people call the lip. Typically, it's, you know, done in a chrome or like a gloss black. Nowadays, it's starting to be in anodized colors, you know, iridescence, a lot of chroming plating. So a lot of stuff going on there. But also, you have, let's see, you've got an outer barrel, you've got an inner barrel, and then you actually have the face or the spokes. So all three pieces, that's what it takes to make that wheel up. This one's flow formed. It's something brand new that they've just released.
What is flow forming, Bub?
Just the design and the actual way the wheel's built. So this wheel is a wheel that has just been released to the market. There's not a single vehicle with this wheel on it yet, and it's going to be released at SEMA on the S550 Mustang, sitting on a pretty nasty stance. See, we're talking 12 wide front, 15 wide rear. I mean, that thing's going to just have so much meat underneath of it. It's going to be ignorant.
Well, what's funny too, Bub, is there's so much potential for red highlights or accenting on that wheel, man.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I'll throw it out there, cause nobody's going to beat me to it at this point. So the inner barrel is going to be a gloss red, right? So we're running a 15 inch Brembo brake on this car, front and rear, six piston calipers. This thing's going to be absolutely insane.
Wow.
It's going to have a gloss red inner barrel. It's going to have a gloss black outer barrel. The face of the spokes, what you can actually see and touch with your hands, is going to be gloss black. The windows, which would be the inner edges. So if you stuck your hand in between those spokes and we're like rubbing all around the openings in every spoke, those are going to be a gloss red to match the inner barrel. And then in the outer lips, there's going to be the mounting hardware. Right now they're hidden bolts. You can't see them. I do want the bolts there, and they're actually going to be a chrome plated. So you're going to have a three-tone wheel. It's going to be very, very bright and pop in your face, but at the same time have a lot of that gloss black styling. So it does look like it fits the theme of that car. But again, a lot of that red to tie in with the red Brembo brakes, to tie in with the red Turbonetics logos and embroidering we're doing in the upholstery. So there's going to be a lot of crazy things going on in this car.
You've got, and what's also very cool, Bob, is you've got the new Watson Racing roll cage in. It's the 4-point roll cage, and it has that red touch as well, and it looks really, really good.
Yeah, Bob. Man, it's turning out really well, dude. It's you know, I got the roll cage in last week. That took me about three solid days to put that in. You know, and just, I mean, mad respect and huge props to the guys over at Watson Racing for that roll cage, dude. Everything from start to finish, right, man, the shipping, the delivery, the quality, you know, just opening the product up in the box to, you know, laying this thing out, the instructional, setup that comes with it. I mean, it's a 10 page plus instruction manual that is fully, I mean, everything from words to in color with the photographs, clear photographs, not blurry, not small, not grainy. You know, it turned out absolutely insane, dude. And even down to like the templates for the panel modification in the left and right rear quarter panels, you've got to modify those for the main bar. And it turned out insane, dude. I mean, it's just a lot of, you know, slow and meticulous moving through it. That was the first Watson cage I had installed here at BEM. So it's, you know, we're glad to be and proud to be hooked up with those guys, because that quality is a quality that we like to produce here at BEM. It's direct fit.
Sure.
It's clean. It did everything we needed it to do. And it just adds that much more of a look and more aggression to that S550 Mustang, dude. And it's insane, man. So every S550 owner out there, whether it be the EcoBoost 4-cylinder, the EcoBoost 6, any of the Coyote owners out there, even the GT350Rs, they offer this cage too. It's insane.
And they offer a 6-point. You've got the 4-point.
Yeah.
Because you wanted the ease and simplification of getting in and out of the car.
Yeah, I just didn't want to do a, you know, we do a lot of fun track use with that car, you know, more for the fun side of it than we do like a hardcore racing. So we don't beat the thing, you know, but we've taken it out. We've put it on the track twice already, and just, you know, showing how much of an animal it truly is. So we didn't want to go overboard. And, you know, we still like to keep all of our cars here at BEM truly functional. Again, just like you can take it and valet it. I wouldn't want to try to valet a car with door bars and 6-point harnessing and, you know, having all kinds of stuff going on where it's just, you know, it's trouble and rough getting in and out of the car every time. We've built and designed a lot of those rides. Super fun, but kind of more on the, you know, partial annoying side to drive every day.
Yeah, exactly. And and you always like things very simple and easy to drive. So Monkey in Paradise in Florida says the Bubs Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics Mustang looks sick and tight.
Yeah, really good.
It does.
I don't know why the MIP Florida logo is not coming up on the screen for some reason. It shows a blank head on mine.
Yeah, it does. It does on mine too. Guys down at MIP, Monkey in Paradise, the 2-time double gold winning vodka. Right, I mean, it's right here, Bob. San Francisco. They won the double gold in San Francisco. They're brewed right here in West Palm. They're title sponsor with us. They're the best people.
Why do you sound like you've been whispering all day like this? Oh, yes. Monkey in Paradise premium vodka.
Tired, maybe?
I don't know, dude. You've been whispering. I got to turn your levels up here in a minute.
No, my levels are fine, man.
I don't think so.
Maybe just tired.
Baby. Jesus.
Yeah, maybe just tired. So anyways, they said the car looks sick and tight, Bub. And they know. They've watched the project come to life, man.
Yeah, man. It's we've got a lot of stuff going on, you know, going on in the works right now. You know, this one's been a tricky one, getting this ride built. You know, this isn't a car that has been out and proven. This is a car that's being proven right now.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's being designed, built, tested, and proven all at the same time. And it's going to have to freaking come off with a bang here in the next 2 months.
Yep.
And we've got a long way to go, man. I mean, I kind of dropped it there a second ago. Reggie, there's going to be a lot of custom upholstery going on in this ride.
You are going to do some upgrades in the interior department.
Yeah, big time, dude. Yep. A lot of custom upholstery. It's going to be very, very Ford themed. But you know, like I mentioned, this is going to be like a car that if Ford, BEM, and Turbonetics all got together, stuck their heads together design something, that's exactly what you would get. And that's what we're working on, man. It's going to be a lot of hard work. We've got a lot of sponsors that kicked into this car to get it really, really insane and out there and showcase and just, you know, just look really strong when it's sitting there at SEMA this year. It's going to be insane, dude. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast to get out there. And then we've got a lot of rides.
A good time out there at SEMA.
A lot of rides in the back burner as well that we've got, you know, we've got product and everything just getting ready to flow through the doors on.
So MIP Florida says, it's me, Frank. Good morning, Frankie. He never added a picture. Put the monkey up there, Frankie. Put it up there. Show us your monkey, man. Come on. What are you doing, Frankie? Let's get that monkey up there, baby. So, good people, man. They're the best of people.
That's
in the
funny.
World right there. Yep. Best of people in the world right there. Monkey in paradise. They want to know, Bub, what's your paradise?
What is your paradise?
Today, I think, I don't know, man. I'm just going to kind of chill and, you know, have a nice dinner tonight and just enjoy life a little bit. Get some sleep, and then tomorrow just, I think I'd like to get on the bike and just ride the water, man. Just go spend some time by the water a little bit.
Okay.
What do you think?
I guess.
When was the last time you got out on one of your bikes?
Dude, it's been so long, man.
Why?
I don't know, man.
That's just such a mental, it's just a mental chill, you know, when you're out there riding.
Yeah.
Going over the Blue Heron Bridge and you look over at Peanut Island, all the boats and all the people.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you, dude.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, you know, why don't you get out and ride this weekend a little bit?
I don't know. I don't really care for it. Every time I have to ride my bike, I have to clean it for 4 hours.
Why is that?
Because, dude, it's really, really sick, and I can't ride it dirty.
No, you can't. Well, no. It'd help if you just took it out and cleaned it.
Yeah, I know, but I never ride it after I spend 4 hours cleaning it. I roll it right back in the garage and go inside. So I just waste my time with it.
So just take it out tomorrow and go for a ride.
Nah.
You and the lovely Layla Von Eithy, go for a ride.
Nah, maybe, she'll be in Vegas.
Maybe we'll all go. When did she go to Vegas?
Tonight.
Does she?
Tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
How long is she going to be gone?
Who knows?
How long will that be?
Probably a week or something.
Probably a week or something, huh, Bub?
Yep.
Do you even care?
Nope.
No? Why not?
Because she's doing what she wants to do, so that's it.
That's it, man. Right on, man. She's doing what she wants to do. Good, good, good. Well, she's actually going out to Vegas to do some shopping for Miss Outlaw Boutique.
She should just stay there until we get there with the car.
That'd be so hot, wouldn't it?
I guess.
You'd be broke, man.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
How about that?
By the car or her?
Both.
Yes, true story.
That's correct.
I sent Craig a text. You know, I know that the guy's always got his phone in his hand. I sent him a text like an hour ago and said, hey, man, you mind turning down the AC in here to like 65 or something? Really hot. No response.
I'll take care of it. Stand by.
Don't. Oh, there we go. Figured you're going to do it. Passes his amplified headphones right next to the microphone every time. So it squeaks. And he always yells at the thing. Why is it squeaking? No idea. Great. Now he's gone and I have no one to talk to. Oh, guess I'll just talk to nobody then. Any Reggie Wynn, you want to call in or something? Talk to you for a little bit. Got nothing over here. Anything? Frank, Monkey in Paradise, you want to talk about that picture or something? Nothing. Nothing at all. No response. Well, here's me. Just sitting here. I don't think he went to turn the AC down. He definitely went and did something else. He's coming. He's not coming. Well, I don't know what to tell you guys. Internal boost is a blow-off valve or relief valve. Change in order. Okay, so this is actually a good one. So check this out. So Sam Blackburn. Yes, Frank, I see that ha right there. Sam Blackburn wants to know, when turning up boost, is the blow-off valve or relief valve change in order? So, yes, that's actually a really good question there, Sam, because when you do add boost, you have to make sure that the other components in the system, God dang it with that thing.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry. I can do about it.
You have to make sure that your other components in the system can handle the boost levels you're trying to achieve. For example, on this car, the 2.3 EcoBoost four cylinder. So this engine assembly actually has a lot of plastic components to it on its factory setup, right? So I'm talking everything from the intercooler piping, the charge and discharge side, or the hot and cold side, whatever people want to call it.
What does the charge and discharge side do, Bob? Explain that.
Just, it's your piping either pre or post intercooler where the air cools down.
Okay.
So these cars were factory intercooled. They had a fairly small intercooler on them, but they did the job. They were probably good for like 400 horse on the factory intercooler, 400, 410, you know, and all these components were just plastic, man. So once you start pushing that 400 mark, you start getting to the 23 to 25 pounds of boost, has a factory plastic blow-off valve on it. And this thing is actually electronic. So it's almost a magnetically charged blow-off valve that operates pretty quickly. But the only reason I don't like them is a couple things. So number one, the plastic wall valve has a tendency to crack, right? So under, you know, 20, 23, 24, 25 pounds of boost, you mentioned if you increase boost pressure, does everything else have to change? Yes. So when you get to that level, you can actually blow the blow-off valve off. You can literally crack the housing on it, and it'll either start leaking, which then you won't be able to build boost, or you will literally just crack the entire flange on it because it's just nothing more than a plastic housing.
Did that not happen on that particular application, Bub? I remember there was something going on with the blow-off.
No, I've actually had a couple issues with it. You know, and again, that's just that R&D side of it where you've got to master it and figure out what works best. So I pulled the factory Ford one off, the electronically controlled one. Also, Sam, the second side of that, why I didn't like it was the electronic blow-off valve. So blow-off valves can also essentially do the same thing, sort of, you know, don't get me wrong, but they can also sort of do the same thing that a wastegate does, which is kind of control boost because of the fact that this one was electronically controlled. So the computer, if it would see like a boost peak, you know, if you push 20, 23, 24, 25, 26, whatever the pounds of boost may be, if you've pushed that limit, the computer may actually have traction control systems activate and open that blow-off valve as well so that it can leak air out, physically leak air out and recirculate back into the system so it would control the boost a little bit. But that was why I got rid of that factory electronic controlled one. It was weak and it also controlled what I didn't want it to control. So I put on a TurboSmart system. That one works really, really well for up to 40 pounds of boost. So you can do anything you could possibly imagine. I'm definitely not going to need to upgrade any further from that on that motor because I'm at the 26, 27 pound mark right now. And that's exactly where I need to be. So it handles it really well, super strong. But I did, however, even with this system being brand new out of the box from TurboSmart directly, have to modify that one because the actual valve on it where you apply your eighth inch nipple fitting with your hose always comes loose. And it's a common problem with those things. They actually do say in the instructions, you can actually take them out. There's kind of like a swivel style hose fitting on it. You can take those off and you can actually use an eighth inch NPT 90 degree barb fitting, screw it in, and it's going to be a Teflon and perfect seal system. So you never have to worry about that problem again. And I did incur that problem as well. So it's just a lot of R&D figuring out what works and then modifying from there.
And that's why, Bob, two things. Number one, thank you for giving Sam, that very thorough explanation. I appreciate you taking the time to do that. Number two, that's why Terminix turns to you because you do figure these things out. You put it to the test so that way it can be market ready when you say, here's the system, and you turn it back over to them.
Yeah.
Good morning to Mike Jackson, our lead tech, and good morning to fellow brother monkey, Seth Goldberg. Good morning, Seth. How you doing, baby?
Seth Goldberg has a monkey picture. Frank, you're falling behind.
Yeah, yeah. How comes... Seth, can we get Frankie over there
a picture?
Can we get a picture up for the MIP Florida for Frankie over there? He may not be the most technological guy. Somebody may need to help him over there.
No, I think that's actually what Frank does.
Yeah. Oh, really?
The guy owns like 100 IT companies.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
He knows what he's got going on.
Yeah. Seth, just get it squared away, would you please, brother? Good morning, Mark Hoffman. He just joined us. How are you doing? Hey, Mark, did you go racing last night? If so, why don't you share with the audience hit me because as everybody can see, Bub and I monitor everything that's going on while we're live on the air. That's how we respond with you immediately. Did Mark go racing last night, Bub? Was it last night?
I believe it was last night. I don't know what his outcome was. Hold on. We got something here. Okay, got another win last night.
Yep,
dude.
He did. Yeah, he did. So Mark did go racing last night and they won again. For those of you who don't know, Mark Hoffman is a very, very long time fan of ours and he is an amazing dirt track driver. So he's out there, he's out there running in the races and racking them up out there. He's very good at what he does, Bub. Really is, man.
Really good.
Super good.
But you know what's even cooler is that's actually, I think that's two wins back-to-back from Mark Hoffman. That's pretty solid, dude. Well, I think it was last Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was last Friday. He's saying that they're 248 points ahead over second place. That tells you the strength of what his team is doing out there. MIP in Florida says, are Synapse blow-off valves good?
I snapped my first one.
You sure did. That's very good, Bob. I snapped my first one.
They are. You know, it's funny, Frank, that there's a lot of companies out there, man. And, you know, we talk about it, and this fits in right in with today's conversation about technologies. You know, there's a lot of good companies out there. And as long as it's just not, I mean, granted, a lot of people love using eBay, Amazon, nothing wrong with it. But if you start looking at products like you found a blow-off valve on one of those websites for $100 versus maybe one you found online, at the company's website, it's probably $300, $350, probably going to be a difference in quality there. You know, so, you know, typically when it comes to those components, especially when you're dealing with forced induction applications, you want to just pony up and spend the money, spend the big bucks, because when you are dealing with boosted applications, you do not want product failure.
No,
you don't want something cheap to go wrong. It could be the difference of a $10,000 motor or not.
It's not only that, Bub. So, Bubba, is my BMW 2002 series ready for me to test drive yet?
Dang it, Mark. I just finished painting the clear on it 2 days ago.
Yeah,
I can work fast, but I'm not there. Yes, you know what, Mark? It's actually funny. I just finished doing the jams yesterday on the car, the actual outer shells. I do all of my inner door jams first, and then I flip all the components and do the outers once the base and clear has dried on the inside of them so that I can properly shoot and blend all of my lines from there. I just finished that yesterday morning, actually yesterday afternoon. So I'm going to go ahead and go full assembly on this car this week. And we'll be shooting over those pictures, man, here pretty soon. You guys will see those on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of them.
By the way, for those people who are not following that car, another big international trendsetter that you're doing there, Bub, the president of the PGA. The PGA is located right here in beautiful Palm Beach Gardens. I actually live in the PGA Nationals. That's where the five major golf courses are of the PGA. So there's the clubhouse and the helipad where they fly them in and out of, and the subdivisions that are built around it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And like, for example, I'm very close to one of the holes in my backyard. Okay. So it's very cool. It's very, very well groomed. It's beautiful. The bear claws there, the world famous bear claw and everything. Well, the head of the PGA, the president of the PGA is Pete Pavakwa. Okay. Mm-hmm. Pete Pavakwa and his wife Tiffany live over in Mirasol. It's a very high end upscale area across the street from the PGA. Mm-hmm. This car belongs to Pete and Tiffany. And the car is being so revered and well watched, they are getting ready to ink a deal with BMW, just like they have with Honda, the Honda Classic, and all of that good stuff. That car, the pictures that we're sending over to him are being sent to the BMW Museum in Munich, Germany, for display. So this car is getting a lot of attention right now, Bob.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of attention, man. The car's turning up really well, dude. You know, the orange paint that's on it is it's very, very, very close. I'm talking within probably one or two shades of the original orange, just a basic flat looking enamel paint that was on this car back in 74. Super close to that original color, which is what the owners of this ride wanted. Pearl. But we threw a lot of heavy pearl and metallic flake in it. So it's got a lot of green, a lot of yellow in it when you walk around and let the sun hit it. We're going to do a lot of polishing. We did a lot of shaving on the this thing had three layers of trim that ran horizontally front to rear all the way around the car in terms of like body lines and moldings, man. They were just, you know, stainless trim. Then there was like a matte black trim. We're getting rid of a lot of those pieces. We already did get rid of them. You know, a lot of welding on all the holes, man. So a lot of crazy work went into this thing, but it's going to just be that nice pro touring look when it's done, the wheels and tires, the stance, the upholstery in it. It's going to just look top notch, very clean again, but that pro touring resto mod style. But you can take it and go valet the thing at a 5-star restaurant.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. Frankie from Monkey in Paradise. Monkey in Paradise is the 2-time double gold winner from San Francisco. They're made right here, but they took the double gold out there. They remind you to drink responsibly. Frankie had to bail. He's in St. Augustine. Frankie, thank you for joining us this morning, man. And Mark Hoffman says, well, the president of the PGA is going to have to drive that and yell, four, due to the fact that the car is going to fly. Yeah, it's going to fly. It's mechanically.
It'll move.
Yeah, mechanically, Bub's got that car already set up. It's ready to go. It just needs to be cleaned up now, Bub, that it's kind of heading into its final stages here at Bub's Exotic Motorsports.
Yeah, man. We'll close on that here in a second. Frank, thank you for listening in, and have fun in St. Augustine, man. Great, great, great place up there. A lot of lot of fun. You can just chill, have a good time walking the streets, get on a horse-drawn carriage, do whatever the heck it is you're going to do. Ride the horse if you want to, Frank. Get that thing loose. Do what you got to do, but have some monkey drink responsibly for sure.
That's it. And you yell four as well up there.
Yes.
Right? While the horse stops in the middle of the street and takes a dump.
But yeah, man, I'll tell you what. It's, this BMW it's a super, super cool car, man. It's, the straight four-cylinder that's in it, 5-speed manual, rear-wheel drive. Lightweight car. They don't need much, just open it up, let it breathe a little bit, do a little tuning on the carb on it. This is a carbureted system from its year, electronic ignition. You go electronic choke, you go a full long tube exhaust, long tube header, full exhaust on it with a nice muffler. So it's got a great tone to it. Not obnoxious, has a little rumble, and the car will just, it'll run super strong, man. It'll be really fun. It'll have plenty of power. It'll pull itself around just fine, and it'll look really good doing it.
And by the way, Bub, that's kind of the car that launched Bavarian Motor Works, or BMW, into the world of rally car racing.
Yes, which is pretty cool.
It's very cool, man. rally and road course racing. That's what, that's the one that did it. And, you know, they say the, what is it? The M36, is that what it is? I-36 platform, whatever it is, which is the M3 really.
Yeah. The E36.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't understand the numerics of that.
I mean, it's just like every car, they all have different model lines. There's an E55, E26, E47, E35, E36, E39, E50, man, Jesus.
Yeah.
It just is. Say what the model is.
But
is it an M3 or what?
It's an M3.
Let's just call it what it is.
It's an M3. Our rally car is an M3.
Yes.
But that car is revered on the race and rally circuit because of its mm-hmm. durability, mm-hmm. Because of its ability to take just an absolute thrashing. Mm-hmm. They are strong, strong, strong vehicles, man.
Yeah, really, really cool. Really fun cars. Lightweight. You know, we're going to have a lot of fun with it. You know, they were great cars from the start. And, you know, with our design and touch and build style to it, just going to be that much cooler.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. The things you get into, Bub, are really, really exciting. And I enjoy being at your side and experiencing these things, the highs and the lows, man.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them, man. A
lot of good work, man.
Have you ever heard from Clint Sherb anymore?
Yeah, you know what's funny is I sent him a message the other day. They were in, I don't know, Italy, Brazil, France, Australia, Alaska. I don't know, man. They were out somewhere. Mm-hmm. Just checking in, and they're doing good. It was for their honeymoon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mark Hoffman says he's got to go as well. No, he's saying, I want to see a BEM redo a Volvo 542 series for Palm Bay.
Man, that one's going to be tricky, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've actually had a Volvo come through.
How about that? No, we have. Well, we've done.
I've done some modern ones. I may have done a couple old, but I've done a lot of moderns. Yep, wheel and tire and stance combos on them. You can set them right, but man, I don't know about that one.
Yeah, it'd be fun, right?
Morning. That's a tricky one.
Morning to Vinny. He's watching us as well. Good morning, Vinny. How are you?
A lot of good stuff going on.
A lot of good stuff going on, man. Just crazy, crazy stuff. And we're going to try to dial it back here for the weekend, Bub. We're coming up at the top of the hour. Mm-hmm. We spent another great time with everybody around the world, Bub. We've had a really, really good time, man. What are you laughing about over there, Bub?
You fidget with your microphone cable the entire show, and in my headphones, it just goes.
Oh, like this?
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Quit doing it.
No, okay.
I'm going to get you a Bluetooth one of those old, like, 1980 looking things with got the microphone with the ball in front of your mouth. You're going to have to use
one of those chrome antennas that you
what are those things called? Tele something?
I
don't know.
And telescoping antenna.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
I know Craig's out getting the cars clean, Bub, so we can get out tonight and enjoy it.
Yeah, which even tells me that he's got his cell phone with him if he's out with the cars.
Yeah, he is.
And he's still ignoring my text.
He's running them through the car wash, getting them ready so we can go out and look good tonight, man.
Hey, by the way, Saturday, August 26th, Mark Hoffman wants to call. So let's get that set up, number one. Number
Mark,
two,
you can always call the show, man.
I feel like, though, we have something big set up that weekend.
We've got the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Today's all-day track day.
All-day track
day. Palm Beach International Raceway. Correct. Right now.
The 27th, Bub, the 27th, we are the headliners at the Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach.
That's it.
The Guinness World Record-holding largest Cars and Coffee event that we will have the race team and rally team set up there for everybody to see. The actual pit. We will be opening the tour bus for people to see. We don't let people on the bus during events for liability reasons, but we will be opening it up for people to see live.
Yes.
And John Zalinga and Max wanted both of the owners of Cars and Coffee in Palm Beach, one of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and rally team set up for the 26,000 attendees to be able to see it because we have such a top shelf team.
Yeah, it's we have a lot of stuff going on, man. A lot of great work, and man, I got to figure out the schedule the rest of the day. I haven't talked to the crew yet. I don't know if they're out at the track getting set up or what's going on, man. I got to find out what's going on with everybody and
Epic fail there on his part,
man. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with people, you know.
Epic fail. You know, he normally is very good about keeping us posted about the race and rally team and what's going on, and we certainly haven't heard from him.
Yeah.
Not exactly happy about that.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, my car still hasn't been cleaned from the last event. That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The 19th, we're in Homestead, Bub.
Mm-hmm.
We're at Homestead, right?
Yep.
And with Hooked on Driving, Tony Franco and Hooked on Driving. And then Mark Hoffman saying, well, next February, I'm planning on racing Dirt Weeks 2018. Open invite for BEM staff to come to Volusia Speedway and watch me kick some tail. Love to be there, man.
That'd be really cool.
That'd be really good, man. Mark, you're a good. And Mark really misses big money, man. He loves diesel, man. He really does. But we are at the top of the hour. It's been another amazing show, man. I can't thank you enough for not only being my son, but being my business partner. We've been through a lot together, highs and lows, and we always seem to make it, you know, out on the other side together successfully. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com for the best in the world. It's right here. Whether it's our live shows, our number one rated international, whether it's the quality of what we produce, it's all number one with us. Mm-hmm. Good morning to the gals over at Miss Outlaw Boutique, Layla and her crew over there, for the finest in motorsports apparel, outlaw apparel, boutique apparel. It's Miss Outlaw Boutique, msoutlawboutique.com, Monkey in Paradise, monkeyinparadise.com, the two-time double gold winner in San Francisco Brew right here in West Palm Beach. The whole crew over there, Seth, Frankie, Alex, the whole crew, all of them. Monkey in Paradise remind you to please drink responsibly, and they want to know what's your paradise. Tony Rienzi, exotic car guru and salesman of the stars, TonyRienzi.com. Bub, how about it there? And how about Jeff at Morpheus Design? Jeff and Jesse over at Morpheus Design, the best design graphics house, man. Jesus Christ, those guys are talented over there, man. Hey, Bub, we're going to jump out of this segment here, man. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee. We will be there on the 27th from 9 to 12 with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports race and rally team set up. Bub, let's jump out of this thing. Let's have a really, 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 really good weekend, Bub. I love you. I mean it. We got a new syndicated outro we're going to play to get us out of here. I'm excited about that, Bub. I want everybody to have a really good week until Monday when you can join us live from 11 to 11:30 on our number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports daily live stream, Bub. Let's make it a really good weekend, shall we, man?
That's it.
Until next time, Bub.
Just keep on doing it Bubba style.
Just keep on doing it Bubba style.
That's it. We're out of time. That does it for this edition of Doing.
You're kidding me.
There you go. There's your new one.
That does it for this edition of Doing It
Bubba Style.
There's
your new one, right there.
The number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast
in the world. Did this guy just play three wrong outros?
Make sure you join us Monday through Friday on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page from 11 to 11:30 for the number one rated internationally syndicated daily motorsports live stream as well. Until next time, let's keep on doing it Bubba Style.